Today is Thursday, October 7th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. Almost the weekend. So much work at the Spit Valve Factory. You know, I sent a, immediately when I selected the winner and I announced it on the show of the winner of the competition, I, sent the Amazon gift card to Auntie Scott. Cause I thought, you know, I don't want to forget. I'll just do it right now. I'll even do it while I'm recording. And, you know, and so I won't forget about it. And so I did it. And I got to thinking, you know, Scott the Satyr has brought up several times. He keeps hinting to people winning Amazon gift cards. And I'm like, why is he stuck on this? Oh, did they win an Amazon gift card? You know, oh, did you send them their Amazon gift card? You know, what is up with the Amazon gift card? All this stuff. And then I got to thinking about it and I thought, oh, maybe I didn't send him. Maybe he won the Pride 48 competition because we had some kind of trivia thing that Daniel did. And it was based on previous Pride 48 years or something like that. And I feel like maybe Scott won that and maybe the gift was an Amazon gift card and maybe I was supposed to send him that gift card and I didn't. But he won't come out and say, hey, you forgot to send me this gift card. And so now I feel like we're stuck in this passive aggressive loop because I don't want to ask him because I don't want to like admit that I'm wrong. But he doesn't want to ask me because the last time he emailed me to remind me of something, I threw him under the bus because, you know, I try to be funny on these podcasts. And the last time, you know, Daniel and I collected donations to help with Scott's medical bills. And when we did that, I said, oh, I'm going to send the money. And then I'm a procrastinator. I'm a people pleasing procrastinator. And I procrastinated and didn't. I was like, oh, I don't want to log into the bank account today. It's the Pride 48 bank account, and I don't remember the password, and I don't know what it was. But, you know, I spent a few days to like a week, maybe even 2 weeks. I don't know how long it was, but I spent a little bit of time procrastinating. And so Scott emails me a second time to remind me. And then, you know, I made I was just kidding, but I made a big deal about it on Mix Minus. Like, oh, I'm sorry. You know, we donated this money to you and I'm sorry we didn't get it to you in the right amount of time. and now he probably doesn't feel comfortable telling me, hey, Adam, by the way, I won the Amazon gift card, but I don't want to piss you off. So maybe that's the situation we're in, you know? I don't know what the solution is going to be for it because I don't know how to verify that he won a gift card. I could go back and find that episode. We probably recorded that show, but I don't even know whether that was... anyway, there are probably ways that I could go back and listen to the recording. But I honestly don't remember who won. And I also don't know if I sent the gift card. I was looking on Amazon the other day and trying to find, like, have I sent a gift card? And it looks like I haven't. But I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I could have used the Pride 48 account, although I don't really have a Pride 48 Amazon account. It is a mystery. But if Scott would just email me and say, hey, Adam, yes, I won and you never sent it to me. And the amount, I don't even know the amount. Was it a $100 gift card? Was it a 50? Like, I don't know. Was there a second prize winner? I don't know any of this. I'm so forgive. So to avoid that, what's happening right now. And you know, what if Scott is just teasing when he talks about Amazon gift cards and I'm totally now off my rocker and none of this happened and I'm imagining it all in my head? That could be the case as well. I could totally be just imagining all of this and he didn't even win. Somebody else won and I already sent the gift card and like, I don't know. I don't know. I honestly do not know. Well, I've rambled enough about Amazon gift cards. Anyway, regardless, if you would like an Amazon gift card, please give me a call and let me know. I'll send you one. So we had our, I had an orchestra last night and I wanted to see my parents because again, you know, I'm like, I've got to start seeing my parents more often. Because they're not getting any younger, and I feel like since I live close, because who knows how long I'm going to live close. Mark and I don't want to live here forever, so at any point we could just pick up and move. And so I'm like, you know, I need to go see them more often. So because I have orchestra and it's close to where my parents live, I had decided, oh, I'm just going to go and, you know, spend about half an hour with them. And my mom is laying in bed. And I go in and my mom says to me, I don't even know. She basically was talking about her back hurting because they've been, you know, they went on this trip and she has a lot of different, you know, I want to say she's healthy because she looks good for her. You know, she's 72. And she looks really good for her age. She doesn't have any heart issues. She doesn't have diabetes. She doesn't have high blood pressure or, you know, cancer or anything else like that. But, you know, so she doesn't have any of those, you know, major things. But she does have, like, back issues and knee issues and stomach issues. So anyway, she was just in pain because they went hiking on this trip that they went on. So she was telling me about that and how she had run out of medicine on this trip. And, anyway, and she ended up tripping on my stepdad used his backpack, put his backpack in the doorway of their hotel. They weren't on a hike or anything. They were just at the hotel. He put his backpack in the doorway to open the door for her, to keep the door open. I guess he was going back to the car to get something else, or I don't know. Anyway, she tripped over the strap of his backpack and sprained her ankle or something. Twisted her knee. I don't even know. So she injured herself, but it was not on a hike. So she's like, oh, I'm just in pain today. I'm laying in bed. But so I just went in her room and I was talking to her and she said she had started the book and she said, you know, I'm really liking what it says so far. She said, I've only read like, you know, the introduction basically. And then she goes, you know, I like Catholic people and I really admire a lot of the Catholic priests and stuff like that, because I told her that the guy who wrote the book was a priest. I don't know if he was a Catholic priest. I said, well, I don't know. But anyway, she said, well, I've started it. I just want you to know that I've started it. And I said, well, you know, there's no timeline or, you know, I'm not giving you homework or, you know, giving you a test. I just wanted you to read it because I wanted you to kind of understand some of the thought processes that I've been going through as I've been thinking about some of this stuff. And this book really represented, you know, how I feel like Christians should be treating people and politically as well. I mean, there were some stuff politically in there, but it's, you know, it's got a lot of political issues and then reasons that current Christians today are maybe handling things incorrectly, taking the wrong views, like on immigration, how, you know, a lot of these Christians are like, you know, move back to your, I forget it, they chant, you know, send him back to his own country or something like that. And, you know, it's talking about how that's not biblical at all because, you know, so anyway, I wanted to read it, but I said, you know, take your time. I just wanted you to read it so you would understand some of my thought processes when we're having these conversations. So she has started on the book, and I just want everyone to know that. And then anyway, so I did that, and my stepfather came in, and we had a nice chat. I'm going to have dinner with them on Saturday. Mark is going to go to a friend's dinner, but I'm going to have dinner with my parents on Saturday so he doesn't have to endure a parent dinner. I told him, you don't have to go every single time. You know, they want to see you sometimes, but like if you want to do a friend thing or just stay home or whatever, just let me know. But I need to spend some time with them and, you know, have dinners and stuff like that. So that's what we're going to do on Saturday. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.